one very, very encouraging incident of the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu was salam asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, show me the person who is the worst in my ummah, the greatest sinner, the worst person. Allah ta'ala said, oh Musa, tomorrow morning, the first person you see in the morning, he is the worst person. When Musa alayhi salatu was salam emerged from his house, he came out, the first person he saw was a person carrying a little child on his shoulders. And they were going towards the jungle. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, you showed me the worst person, show me the best person in my ummah. Allah ta'ala said, the first person you meet after sunset, he will be the best person in your ummah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam waited anxiously, the time came, and the first person he met, was the same person. So Najus was very surprising and strange. He said, Ya Allah, ya kya majra, what is this? The worst person, and again the same person is the best person. Now please explain to me, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, that person who went out in the morning, was going to the jungle, and he had his little child on his shoulders, like the small children sometimes, we put them on the shoulder. The little child asked the father, that when he saw the jungle, huge, big jungle, oh my father, Abba, is there something more bigger than the jungle also? So the father said, yes, the mountain is more bigger, more greater than the jungle also. Child asked, something more bigger than the mountains also? So he said, yes, there is something more bigger and greater, the skies, they are so big, so vast, so big. Then the child asked, something bigger than the skies also? So then, with a sorrow in his voice, and very, very guiltily and very sadly, he said, my sins are even more than even the sky. Then he said, anything more bigger than that also? So then, with a sparkle in his voice, he said, yes, the mercy and the forgiveness of my Allah. The mercy and forgiveness of my Allah is even more bigger than that. So then, when he at night, then he says, Allah Ta'ala says, when he said that, I couldn't hold back. When he looks at my mercy and my forgiveness like this, I forgave all his sins. And not only forgave them, I changed them into good deeds. I changed them into the good deeds, and not only that, I made him the best in your ummah. So you saw him now, he is the best in your ummah. So we should always supplicate, make this dua, all the duas of forgiveness, one very, very effective dua, Rabbana, Zalamna, Anfusana. We have done a great, great wrong to us, on ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana, which if you don't forgive us. In other words, it's sure Allah is going to forgive. There's no question that Allah is not going to forgive. Just make this dua. Wa illam taghfir lana, Rabbana, Zalamna, Anfusana. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. You don't forgive us, you don't have mercy, forgiveness and mercy, two great, great things. Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be among the... In other words, Allah doesn't want you to be the losers. We will be losers if you don't forgive us. Surely Allah Ta'ala will forgive. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, that... But just on the words also, actually, the dua, asking for forgiveness, has got all conditions on it. But Allah's mercy is unlimited also. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.